Question number one, Mr. Speaker.
My question is to the Prime Minister.
Yes or no?
Mr. Speaker, I could give a detailed answer.
He was such a sycophant, a social climbing sycophant.
They're our paid representatives right there, just doing a sterling job. 9429 1116, you've got a question for either Ox or myself. Question time for Hyundai Monday. We've got to answer correctly. We've got to answer truthfully.
I can't lie!
Correct.
Perfect. Do you prefer to watch cricket on a minefield, or would you rather watching it with a nice green seamer?
The minefield is the one for me.
How good is it?
This is the perfect third day minefield.
Oh.
I think this pitch has been the perfect pitch for Test cricket anywhere.
And everyone's complaining about it. I love it.
It is. It's a lot more fun. By the way, Matty Wade behind the stumps doesn't know where it's going. He's having all kinds of trouble.
And we haven't got the spinners on yet.
No.
These are just the quickies.
When do they come on? When would you put them on?
I'd put them on now.
Righto.
Please.
Let's get into it. 9429 1116. You got a question now.
You got a sleeve of TP5s.
Yeah, why not?
For grabs.
Why not? Now, did Frio over celebrate with their after the siren JLT series win over the Pies?
Over celebrate.
Did they over celebrate?
This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. This is a game that no one cares about, and they're dry humping on the ground.
There was one dry hump.
There was more than one.
It wasn't.
Zach Dawson was in there. Stacks on the mill. I was waiting for him to join up in a conga line and start dancing around the ground and, you know, high fives. I was waiting for him to, it was almost a lap of honour, you know, clapping the crowd. And I was waiting for him to cheer each other off. That was ridiculous.
Imagine if it was a cheer off. What would Rossi Lyon have done?
Oh, yeah. They go up and try and swap jumpers with the opposition.
Oh, well.
They tried everything.
They're just trying to build something, you know, just trying to get a little something up and going.
False bravado. That's what they're building.
How many games will the Blues win in 2017? I don't think it matters how many games they win this year, but I'm curious how many you think they will win.
Six.
Yeah, I reckon it'd be a good season if they won six.
Oh.
Hang on.
You've been condescending here.
I think they'd be doing well to win six games.
Oh, you're just Brabbit punching the Blues here. You are loving that they are down and out.
I don't.
No, they'll have a tough year, but they're going to win games. They'll win games of footy.
They need to rebuild.
Eston won 3 last year with no side.
Yeah, that was amazing. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so they should win 5 or 6.
If the Blues win 6, I reckon they've done reasonably well. Does Nathan Lyon deserve more respect? He's about to go past Richie Benno to be our second most successful spin bowler of all time. That's
yes.
A pregnant pause right
well,
there.
Well, I never saw Richie Benno bowl, so how can I compare?
I know, but he's about to be number 2. Warning number 1, Lyon 2.
Well, you know what that says? We've had crap spin bowlers for too long. Isn't that what it says?
Yes.
If there's only been Shane Warne and now Lyon... We've just been bereft of spin bowlers.
You know what? I think just like... Oh, we got a wicket. Hang on a second. Oh, that's a wicket, surely. Or is that first innings? Might be first innings. See, it's the danger of looking up there when we should be doing what we're doing.
It looks sunnier in that vision just said.
Now, if the AFL introduce, we're going to find out very soon, if the AFL introduce a cane-toed rule to offset the third man up rule.
So explain cane-toed, a rule that was brought in to fix a rule that
So they bring in the third man up rule, and because it doesn't work properly or the way they want it to, they've got to bring in another rule to make sure that it works the way they want the intentional first rule to work.
Yep.
So if we have to get a cane-toed in already for a third man up nonsense rule that no one really wanted except for Ruckman and the Laws of the Game Committee, is it just a joke? What do we do? Do we just laugh at the AFL for the rest of the year? Cane-toed.
Yeah, I think hopefully it doesn't happen.
One more. Should the Cats be fined for wearing their JLT outfit in the last week of the competition?
No.
I think they should be.
I like it.
You like their little gym jams,
you don't
there?
Like it. You don't like it.
You like their little jammies.
Well, I do like it.
Do you? Why?
It's different. I don't know. I just sex it up a bit.